Right now, though, we want you to bring the story of 12-year-old Arthur O'Brien, who lives in St. Michael's halting site in Killarney. He's wheelchair-bound and has acrocoriformis, which means he has no mobility from the neck down. His parents, Arthur O'Brien and Mary O'Reilly, have been in contact with Radio Kerry and in contact with Kerry County Council and Enable Ireland about their son. They say there are no proper facilities for Arthur, and recently part of the floor in the chalet they're staying in St. Michael's collapsed, causing a fall which led to him being hospitalised. I went to St. Michael's and I spoke to the family. I spoke to Arthur O'Brien Senior and I spoke to Tina O'Driscoll, who's a representative for the families on the estate. First of all, talking to Arthur about his son's situation.
So my name is Arthur O'Brien. We're in Killarney halting site, Upper Site, Killarney. So my son is 12 years old. He has a disease called arthrogryphosis. It's a muscular condition. It is. We have club feet, dislocated hips, stiff muscles. He's completely disabled from his neck down.
Okay. So that necessitates the use of a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair full time. He is well. His mother is a full time care for him since he's been born. Since the day he's been born. Look, it's been honest. It's very, very difficult. And what's making it more difficult for us is that we have to lift him in and out of the chalet. We don't have wheelchair racks. We don't have the proper facilities to wash him. We don't have the proper facilities for the toiletries for him, for him to go to the toilet. We don't even have running water. The floor is completely soft. My son is after falling down through the floor in his wheelchair.
When did that happen? We're in the chalet here. I saw the floor. There's several holes in it, just the bathroom. When did that happen, and what happened, and what were the injuries to Arthur?
So it happened about 4 or 5 days ago. What happened? My son was inside the kitchen, and obviously because the blood circulation from his legs, he has to be moved from one chair to another chair on a regular basis because of what it can do. We can cause blood clots because all the blood circulation stops going to his leg. So I was moving from the kitchen to the living room to put him on top of the three-piece suite, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I was bringing him in, the wheelchair went to one side and it went straight through the floor, and as it went through the floor, he fell forward and fell directly straight into the big gaping hole. And what I did, as I was lifting him out, my son Arthur, as I was lifting him out, I fell through it as well. Yeah. And I was screaming, and my wife...
The whole floor is soft in there. It's like water, or it's just deteriorated totally.
It's completely deteriorated. It's completely deteriorated. There's about a metre hole inside it, but there was only a small little hole of a couple of inches previously to it.
Yeah.
And we reported to the officials inside Kerry County Council. And the situation is, we're 4 months waiting for them to come out and to do something with the floor. But what they did do, they came out and they turned the running water off because the water was completely eating away at the plywood, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What happened to Arthur with the fall? What injuries were there?
So the injuries is he've multiple fractures and he's multiple fractures in his right arm, and he've sores and tissue damage to his right leg. And the thing is as well, Arthur's back is extremely, extremely sore. And now the thing is, when I'm lifting the child out of the wheelchair, to be honest, I think he's traumatized, to be completely honest, because he's afraid to go up the steps, he's afraid to come out of the wheelchair. Once he's in a position, he don't want to come out of it because the child thinks he's going to fall or hurt himself, which is obviously, of course, I don't blame the child, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's having...
Did you take him to hospital?
We didn't take him to hospital. The ambulance came out here with the fire brigade and the police. They had to take him out on a stretcher because obviously I was afraid my child's back was broke.
Yeah.
Or a case of, because Arthur is in a condition as well where if he's injured he don't know the severity of his injuries.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have the same receptors as we have, you know what I mean?
Because of his condition,
like he's born, as I said, with arthrogryphosis. It's a very, very, I think it's like 2% in the world.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact figures, but I think it's 2% of people in the world that has his condition.
Underlying that then, you've got, that's the incident that happened, the injuries to him, but his ongoing condition, the living circumstances here are totally unacceptable. We have the stairs here, there's no ramp. Regardless of his condition or what type of condition it is, if you're in a wheelchair, you require a ramp to get into and out of rooms and access. And also, as you mentioned, there's no hoist facilities here. So that's the ongoing long-term problem, is it?
That is an ongoing long-term problem, but luckily that I'm strong at this present moment, but it's coming to a stage and a condition where I won't be able to do this anymore because my own health is at me, do you know what I mean? Yeah. What I mean?
Well, you've said to the council, you've told, obviously told us the council, I'd imagine, I don't know if the HSE are involved or what situation was providing hoist, but what has been the response when you've said, look, we need these facilities here, or we need to remove the stairs, or we need a ramp? What's been the story?
The story is, they said, we know you need these facilities. We know you, your son Arthur needs all these things, you know what I mean? But there's nothing, they said, there's nothing they can do without it. They said, there's nothing they can do with, about it, he says.
What do you need?
So basically what we need a proper wash facilities for my son. We need a wheelchair access. We need a hoist. Obviously we need...
Would you take a house? Are you on the housing waiting list?
We are on the housing waiting list with 13 years we're on it here. We're on the housing waiting list with 13 years we are. We would immediately take a house, to be honest.
Yeah, just because that would provide maybe an adapted house as well with facilities for Arthur.
Look, you can't have the proper facilities inside this accommodation because not only that, it's a chalk roof, you know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't have the proper support, support beams, joists, all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. And from that then, you've also been involved in Ota Naval Ireland. They've been involved in assessing Arthur, is that right?
Well, Arthur's waiting with the last 2.5 years. We have got an appointment for him. We've brought him to his appointments. We had specialists to come out here with other officials from the council into this property where they said the tarmac, for starters, on it is not safe because there's all gaping holes inside it. They said we do not have any wheelchair access, they says. They do not have the proper wash facility, said. They said on the 100% circumstances, they said this property is not suitable. I was here myself and I had this appointment with an official from Enable Ireland and two officials from the Kerry County Council.
As yet, you're being told we can't do anything at the moment, or you're still waiting for some solution?
Well, we're still waiting. There's nothing they can do, to be honest. This appointment was 1.5 years ago. At this present moment, the tarmac is they didn't even do anything with the tarmac, the mine with our own accommodation, you know what I mean?
Yeah. My name is Tina O'Driscoll. I live in St. Michael's too. What we really want for Arthur is not Arthur to be living in St. Michael's. It's not fit for Arthur whatsoever. There's no proper stuff here for Arthur. Arthur needs to be housed.
Yeah.
That's what Arthur needs to be done. Like, all fairness, the way we look at it right now is it's not livable here for Arthur. Arthur shouldn't have to been put in here in the very first day whatsoever. Baby Arthur should have to been housed,
yeah,
with his mother.
Yeah, and that's what's required, because even with the work that would need to be done here, there's a question as to whether it could be done in a chalet or it could ever be suitable.
It will never be suitable for here for Arthur. Never. Arthur is Mary is a full-time carer for Arthur. She cannot be lifting Arthur in and out. He's a big lad, as you see yourself.
Yeah.
He can't be lifted in and out. She needs 2 or 3 people to help to lift Arthur in and out. As when the fire guards came here, the ambulance came here, there was multiple men lifted Arthur. Mary weighs about 10 stone to be lifting this little boy. It is not one bit fair on Mary to be lifting this. It's not good for her health anyway.
Okay. What would you like the council to do now?
Right now, I would like the council, being quite honest about it, is to house Mary.
Yeah.
For Mary not to be living in St. Michael's. Mary needs proper washing facilities for Arthur. Proper places where he can sit and relax. He's coming to the age, he needs comfort.
Yeah. Do you know? You've asked the questions, like as Arthur Senior said, you've asked questions. You're now, do you feel that you're at the end of the road? You've had to come to the media in relation to
this. This is the last of it, being quite honest about it. There's the more we can do, because this is our pride, to be going on the Kerry radio, to be asking for a house for a little boy. Do you know?
Arthur?
At this stage, jury, to be honest and straight about the matter, it's not about us at this present moment. It's about my son. I've 4 kids, I do. I've 3 sons and I've 1 little daughter, but it's not even about him at this present moment. It's about my oldest son. It's embarrassing for him because his mother have to wash him in a public place. What I mean by that is she don't have a private space inside her property for the child to wash, you know what I mean? She have to bring him to the swimming pool across the road and the child for to go for a wash. We don't have proper toilet for the child to go into the toilet, and plus we don't have enough space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being honest, it's very, very hurtful for a father and a mother to see that the suffering and it's hurtful, you know.
How long have you been here?
We're here about 2.5 years at this present moment we are. Okay. We're here about 2.5 years. As well, what their solution was for us at this moment was to move across the road to the one bedroom up chalet where my grandfather used to live, for them to do the one across the road, to put a wheelchair access into the one across the road from us here.
So that was the solution. They were saying we'll adapt that one if you move into that one. But you're saying, because you've got how many children? Four children.
As well as Arthur's needs. Like, there'll be five of them living in a one bedroom chalet over there. That'll be absolutely shameful and ridiculous, you know what I mean? Okay. That is not an answer, you know. The answer is to this solution is for Arthur. He's 12 years of age. In December, he's coming 13 years old. For him to have their proper accommodation, wheelchair racks as a bungalow or a two story house with a downstairs bedroom and a washroom where we can move the child around with a hoist, coming from his bedroom to his bathroom, you know what I mean? It's not a lot to ask for.
Okay. All right. Yes, you can. Mary?
Yeah, hi. I'm the mother of Arthur O'Brien. The County Council is aware of me since 2011. I have 3 kids in County Kerry. I've also had my kids attending CBS school, so it's not like they only know of Arthur's condition today or yesterday. Also, the school bus is refusing and enable Ireland to come in and pick up my son for his appointments on a regular basis because there's a barrier coming in the gate. So my child could be constantly going away in day groups, going away on trips, attending Enable Ireland. There's no bus coming in. Just full stop. They put us into the chalet from day one, knowing we had a son in a wheelchair, met my son in the wheelchair with 3 steps going in the door. It's not like I haven't met or went to appointments on numerous of times with these people. Now they're putting us from one chalet to another, still have no ramp, still have no hoist, still have no shower. Their actually suggestion was to put a shower in the shed for my son, so I'll have to run him across 3 steps in the cold winter and throw him into the shed and show him. She wouldn't mash a dog in a shed, sir. The county council have met me on numerous of times, have met my son numerous times. This is not suitable for my son. As a mother, how is this suitable? I see my children 3 days ago looking at my son crying, saying goodbye after already burying their grandmother and grandfather out of sight in ambulances. That's not nice. It's not fair. As a mother, how? That's not fair. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's 12 years of age, you're not asking for much. A home, he's surely entitled of it.